And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Like many times before, when I woke this morning, it seemed like all the world had turned its back on me. I couldn't find nobody who wore a friendly smile. My burdens finally got me on my knees.
But I feel better now since I stole away to Jesus. I feel better now way down in my soul.
When I woke this morning, the skies look mighty gray.
But I feel better now since I prayed.
Sometimes I get the feeling I never should be tempted, when I think this old world should be a friendly place. But then when I get careless or cold and unconcerned, my Savior lets me know it's time to pray.
Oh, I feel better now since I stole away to Jesus. I feel better now way down in my soul.
When I woke this morning, the skies looked mighty gray.
But I feel better now since I prayed.
That seem too hard to bear, just put your trust in Jesus. He won't turn you away. You'll come out smiling every time you pray.
But I feel better now since I stole away to Jesus. I feel better now way down in my soul.
When I woke this morning, the skies looked mighty gray.
But I feel better now since I prayed.
Oh yeah, friend, I feel better now since I've prayed. That's mighty fine singing and picking, and featuring Paul Williams along with Doyle Lawson. Good singing. Title of the song, I Feel Better Now. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time, and I hope the program is a blessing to you. Well, I would ask you to be praying. I've been having some throat issues now for a few weeks, and would greatly appreciate whatever's causing it just to go away. And my throat feels weak and I'm kind of hoarse. So if your prayers are greatly appreciated. So we'd ask you to pray for us. Well, here it is, Easter time. And I've thought over the years, noticed that Easter might be in March and it might be in April. And so I thought a while back, well, a friend of mine told me a few years ago why, but Easter can fall anytime between March the 22nd and April the 25th. And that's based upon some factors such as what they call the spring equinox, the first day of spring. It's always set on March 21st on the calendar, and then it's the first full moon after the spring equinox, and then it's the Sunday after that. So you think about it, and that's the reason it can fluctuate between March 22nd and April the 25th. And, of course, this year with Easter falling on the 16th of April. So we're thankful for the reason for Easter. Jesus came born of a virgin, born in a stable, laid in a manger, lived 33 and a half years upon the face of planet Earth, and gave his life that I might not have to go to hell, that you might not have to go to hell. He gave his life that humanity could be saved from their sins. Now, folk, I'm going to tell you continue the same old ungodly lifestyle after you say you accept Christ, then you didn't get him. There's a lot of folk, I think, has missed the boat because they're not convicted of their sins. It's a total 100% unconditional surrender to be birthed into the family of God. It's not, I'm going to give him this part of my life or that part of my life. You just surrender. and become born again. And it's so wonderful to know that you can go to heaven and that it's already been settled for you. Friend, let me tell you something. I'm not worried about death. It's living that concerns me. I'm a cancer survivor. I've had 20-some surgeries. So it's living that scares me. I don't know what the next, maybe around the next bend, next corner tomorrow. But in death, I know what's waiting. A place with the Lord. Paul said to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Well, didn't intend on preaching today, but friend, if you don't know Jesus, your one heartbeat out of hell in your next breath could be an eternity. And I want to encourage you to give your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Don't put it off. But Easter coming up, we're going to be looking into the book of John chapter 20. John chapter number 20. Now, let me mention, he had been crucified. He had give up the ghost and he'd been buried. But he told him, said, and I'll paraphrase this, said, I'm not going to stay in the tomb. On that third day, I'm coming up. I'm coming out of there. He didn't stay dead. He won't stay gone. But in John chapter 20, we'll begin reading in verse 1. Alexander Scobie is going to read for us from the King James Version of the Bible.
The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together. And the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her.
I will draw my strength from Jesus, as I lay upon his breast, and I will take my comfort from him, and I will find in him sweet rest. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ, my Savior. No blessing I will be denied.
some morning in that yonder city, I will awake to sleep no more in God's presence, live forever. Oh, sin and pain will all be o'er, for there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than no blessing I will be denied. No blessing I will be denied.
Nathan and Tanya Horton, there is no other fountain. Beautiful singing by Nathan and Tanya Horton. Coming up, the Chuck Wagon Gang.
Sing me a song of praise and glory. Help this wandering child to understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. So sweet, so that when I take my last breath of life, I'll awaken at my Savior's feet. Sing me a song of praise and glory. Help this wandering child to understand in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. Tell me about Paul and Matthew. Sing about my dear Savior's birth. Tell about his trials and tribulations and glory. Help this wandering child to understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. I'll be clinging to a saving.
That's the Chuck Wagon Gang, clinging to a saving hand. Friend, without Jesus Christ, you and I would be hopelessly and forever lost. But I'm glad that he was willing to pay our sin debt on the cross. And he didn't stay in the tomb, and he's coming back again. Well, I'm going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll come back in, and we'll have some more great gospel music. Please stay around with us. We'll be back right after this.